Hi, everybody. I feel like I have to speak like right now. And I just want to say, this has been very heavy. I am angry and for probably the first time in my life, do not know what to say, ironically, or what to do to make you feel better. This has been extremely difficult, in me processing my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and my outrage specifically over this past week. I am grateful for those with platforms who could come forward quickly and articulate their thoughts and emotions. You guys know that I share this platform with my co-host Wheezy, and she was able to articulate her feelings in a manner quicker than I could. We are both completely different individuals. And in the way we process things are different, as you guys have been able to see for those of you who have listened to us over these years. It kind of saddens me that there have been questions on what side I am on. I have simultaneously been fighting so many fights, guys. I've been fighting for the rights of the LGBTQ, women's rights, standing along the Me Too movement, sexual assault awareness, but most importantly, fighting for the lives of my people, making sure that this is a black ass show for the black community, for my people, my cousins, my friends, my aunts, my uncles. I've not been able to get through this without crying. One moment, I'll be back. Again, we share different thoughts, and I want to say that I am not going to make this a POC conversation. This is not a people of color conversation. To our Latina, Indian, Asian, and every person of color that listens to any platform or follows me, I'm sorry, but this is our fight. Our black men and women are dying at the hands of these blue uniforms. Furthermore, as far as processing this and what's been going on, George Floyd deserves to be here. He was a truck driver. He moved to Minnesota for a better life. And my heart has ached for Steven Jackson, who I know personally. So to see that man on TV in pain seeking justice for losing his brother, and knowing that it could have been any of our beloved friends and family members, but knowing, feeling that pain and feeling almost directly tied, like, I feel that I've been fighting as a black woman, and over the last few days, there has been confusion with being raised by a white woman. Because of all of this race tension, it has caused confusion with what me and my sisters and my cousins and my family. And what I tell my mom, she wanted to go protest, and my sister was just like, eh. And I know my mom is fighting for me and every other black person out here. But then I see Trump 2020 flags, and I see Blue Lives Matter flags waving in the fucking wind by these white people. And so then it's just like, but they're not the same people. But aren't they? But are they not? And I don't know. Then as a black woman, I'm filled with also anger at the selective outrage of our own people right now. People ran 2.23 miles in solidarity with Ahmaud Arbery died. We're marching the streets now, nationwide, to protest the murder of George Floyd. Yet we have barely shed a tear or seen protests in the name of Breonna Taylor. Say her name. She didn't think she would be at risk in her own home. And on March 13th, guys, this is June. On March 13th, Taylor was fatally shot by police in Kentucky in her own home. Say her name, Breonna Taylor. Black women, black men, say her name. George Floyd's last words were a cry for his mom. In his final moments, he called out to his mama. This fight is for us. One moment, please. After MLK was assassinated, about 110 cities across the country started to riot, causing millions of dollars in damage. On the sixth day of the riots, the Civil Rights Act of 1968 was passed. When Rosa Parks refused to give her seat up for a white man, black people stopped taking the bus. They came together and carpooled and walked for 381 days. That's over a year. Most of those bus companies collapsed and the government had to intervene. 25 years ago this week, four LA policemen were acquitted in the Rodney King beating. During those 5 days, 50 riot deaths resulted, including 10 people who were shot and killed by LAPD and the National Guardsmen. More than 2,000 people were injured and nearly 6,000 people were arrested. I am not here to tell you not to protest. I am not. But please be safe. Be safe. Pray for your loved ones. Hug them. Tell them you love them. We are leaving our houses not knowing if we're going to return. Riot, loot, fuck these corporations. Fuck them. We've had enough. This year has been a lot. And 2020 has completely changed all of our lives forever. There is a lot of weight on our shoulders and backs. And I'm honestly doing this because I have to with this platform. But I'm not ready, y'all. I'm fucked up. And I do want y'all to know that I appreciate, again, everyone who has been able to come out and articulate this. But again, this has affected all of us very differently. This pandemic has affected my mental health in ways that I don't know how to fix. The constant videos of black men losing their lives is continuously being shown and has caused trauma and triggered me in ways that I cannot explain. I shared with you guys on Horrible Decisions about a year ago my experience in Europe. And if you guys go back in the episodes, I realized how much trauma seeing these videos and seeing these men die. This is all very heavy for me. And while many of you feel entitled to hear my thoughts and for me to be transparent, because this is who I've been over the last 3.5 years and beyond on public platforms, I am exhausted. I'm hurting. And I'm full of pain for everyone that I call my friend, cousin, brother, father, listener, member of the hive, soulmate, niece, nephew, and everyone else who's fighting this fight. I've had enough, and we're all human and process things differently. And I'm on here to ask for you guys to respect that. I don't even know how to make this lighthearted, but y'all know I'm not the emo one of the bunch. But this is how I've been having these conversations. So when you guys want me to get out here and speak, please know that this is how I am processing things right now. And while I did not want to give this speech just yet because I have not been ready, I know that you guys and many people wanted to know where I stood. And this is where I stand. I was speaking to a friend shortly before recording this. And she said that she is struggling with the fact that she feels that she hasn't taught her daughter enough of our history, which is why I wanted to shed some light on some of the history. This is not new, guys. This is not new. And as a podcaster, as someone who's been on social media, as someone who has lived life as a Black woman, this is not new. And just know that this fight is not over. But if you can, if you want to know what to do, teach the people around you. Read, learn, and share what you are able to gather about this fight, because it's not over. And they have tried to keep our history from us. They have. And now we're making it and we're living it. So if you don't know what to do, learn, read, and teach. I will be putting links in the description of this for you to make a difference and sign petitions and donate. But I please respect that I'm a human, and although I have this platform, I am processing this. I'm trying. We're all trying. Thank you.